WMFO in Medford. Good morning, Boston. Of course, the rest of the world as well, because it's available online, which means you can listen to it anywhere. My name is TK, and welcome to music you might otherwise miss. Got a great hour show lined up for you today. We'll include lots of new music recently released, along with some familiar tunes, but most of it you probably haven't heard it before, which is why this is music you might otherwise miss. Now, on with the show. Got a great program lined up with you. Music from Sly and the Family Stone, The Cure, and Talking Heads. Plus new music from CMAT, More More, and Circle Waves. Plus all the other new and interesting music we play for you here at WMFO, which is precisely why you tune to Freeform Radio. This is the first show of February, and it being Black History Month, I'm going to focus in on that. First song set is all from black artists. Let's get this hour started with a tune from Pang Threadgill covering Robert Johnson's They're Red Hot here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Kitchen with the feet in the hall. Hot tamales in the red hot. Hot tamales in the red hot. Got two for nickel, four for dime. I'd sell you more, but they ain't none of mine. Hot tamales in the red hot. Hot tamales in the red hot.
So hot, so hot, so hot.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do We listen to everything so you don't have to. It's music you might otherwise miss with TK on 91.5 FM WMFO.
Summer days. Street.
91.5 WMFO. TK here with you. It's music you might otherwise miss. Thanks for joining me here on a sunny but cold Tuesday morning here in the Boston area. Hope it's nice where you are. Closing off the opening set of the 10 o'clock hours, a tune from More. That's actually just a stage name for Canadian-born indie pop singer-songwriter Seth Nyquist. Actually found out about this guy from one of my partners as we were on a trip to Montreal, and she informed me of this wonderful artist, and I've been so taken with him that I've been following him for a while, and been playing with some frequency. Actually got to see him at a show at the Sinclair in January. The new album, like I said, is called Semblance. Before that, Sunray from Pocket Music EP, which came out in 2013, San Francisco Street, Sly and the Family Stone from a greatest hits collection from the 70s, Hot Fun in the Summertime, Raphael Sadiq, moving down the line. We started with Piang Threadgrill doing an album called Sweet Home, the music of Robert Johnson. That was her cover of their Red Hot.
We are World Vision, and we believe in children. We believe in educating girls and women about immunizations, nutrition, and the healthy timing and spacing of pregnancies.
If you believe, visit worldvision.org/believe.
We have music coming to you in this hour from The Cure, Talking Heads, and Sugar Ray. Next up is some new stuff, some CMAT, and that is all stylized with capitals, CMAT. It's not like a new Gen Z acronym you haven't heard of before. It actually stands for Sierra Mary Alice Thompson. She's a bubbly yet acerbic 25-year-old from Dublin. She's kind of a tacky glam country pop artist, channels Nashville greats, but also puts a pop spin to it. Her album, when I first found her, was in last year. It's called If My Wife Knew I'd Be Dead. Played it with some frequency. Tunes from it, that is. Just recently, in January, she released this single called Mayday. Came out on the 16th of January. New music from CMAT here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
What time were you born? I'm bored again and thinking of you and wishing you were home. I'm
bigger and sleeker and wider and brighter. We bite and scratch and scream all night. Let's go and throw all the songs we know into the sea. You
from the campus of Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. My name's TK. You're tuned in to music you might otherwise miss. Finish up there with the latest material from a band called Team Me. They're an indie pop band from Norway. Their 2011 debut studio album, To the Treetops, won the 2011 Norwegian Grammy Awards equivalent for the category of Best Pop Group of the Year. Their second album, Blind as Night, was released in early 2015. They disbanded later that year, but they decided to get back together, and they put out a new album for 2022 called Something in the Making, and I just played their song for a drummer. The Cure, of course, from Japanese Whispers, from the 1983 release, that was The Love Cats. C-Met, that standalone tune was called Mayday. Looking forward to getting more from her. I glommed onto her last year and just looking forward to more of her material. She is terrifically talented. Speaking of people who are terrifically talented, as we keep it moving here, J.W. Francis just launched a new release. It's called Dream Home, which came out, or Dream House, rather, which came out in January, January 27th, as a matter of fact. This tune is called Going to a Party. It's the second single off the disc that I've played so far. But new music from J.W. Francis here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Thank you.
91.5 WMFO. TK here with you. It's music you might otherwise miss. That is brand new music from Circa Waves. They're an English indie rock band. They formed in Liverpool in 2013. Band consists of lead vocalist and guitarist Kieran Shuttle, guitarist Joe Falconer, bassist Sam Mork, and the drummer Colin Jones. I was lucky enough to find them in February of 2014. I've been following them ever since. The boys have been putting out a steady stream of music over the years. 5 albums, 3 EPs, and 26 singles to name the list for you. The latest entry to their discography is an album, Never Going Under, launched on January 13th. That track was called Hold On. Before that, Talking Heads, of course, from Speaking in Tongues with Burning Down the House, and J.W. Francis got it going with his brand new tune, Going Home to a Party. Just a reminder, I'll be doing another version of Music You Might Otherwise Miss. It airs Thursdays on WBRS.org from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. The first hour, it's the new release show. I focus on new material that was just released or has not been released yet, followed by another hour of an eclectic blend of new folk, indie, alternative, along with some classics thrown in, but most of it, you probably haven't heard it before, which is why it's music you might otherwise miss Thursdays, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on WBRS.org. Speaking of new music, this is the latest from The Beths. They are a New Zealand indie pop band originally formed in Auckland back in 2014. Elizabeth Stokes is the driving force behind the band, but all the players sing, which gives them a nice, rich sound. The latest album is called Expert in a Dying Field, came out in September of last year. This tune is kind of poppy, which is why I chose it. This is called I Want to Listen. Brand new music from The Beths here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Irish. Music you can't hear anywhere else on the radio. It's music you might otherwise miss with TK on 91.5 FM WMFO.
Yeah.
Well, that'll do it for today's show. Thanks for joining me. I had a blast. I hope you had some fun, too. Hope you got a new song deals. That's the point of this whole process. This is TK for Music You Might Otherwise Miss, saying stay safe, have fun, and be well. I'm going to leave you with a tune from Kings of Leon, go back to Aha Shake Heartbreak. This is called The Bucket. Hopefully I'll see you on Thursday for my other installment of Music You Might Otherwise Miss, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on WBRS.org. And again, here next week on WMFO.org, 10 a.m. You all have a great day.